T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you think you may be out there cruising at a pretty good speed right now, it pales by comparison to our guests.
Yeah, our in-studio guest, Scott Dixon, the youngest ever winner of an IndyCar race from Auckland, New Zealand, just 20 years old when he got his first win, kart-sanctioned event at Nazareth Speedway. Of course, Indy is the biggie, and he's with the Ganassi Racing team, racing into the studio now. Scott, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
What's the fastest you've ever driven?
On the road or on the racetrack?
Let's do both.
I think just about 250 miles an hour. I think at Indianapolis and qualifying probably in 2017.
What's that like?
The thing when you're driving that fast, when everything's going all right, it actually doesn't feel that bad. It feels pretty good. You know, it's when it goes wrong and you hit the wall at 230 miles an hour. That's when you get a real reality check of how fast you're actually going. So yeah, when the car's good and the car's fast, everything's, just feels perfect.
You were so young when you had your initial success in it, and you're still at it. And we love Chip Ganassi,
absolutely,
obviously, around here. He's like the king.
Yes.
You know that. But how did you get into this kind of racing at a young age?
Family, I guess. I think it's the easy answer. My dad kind of did club level racing, whether it was rally or circuit racing and a bit of, dirt track stuff. And then, was watching actually my cousins race at the age of 7 go-karts. And, at the end of the day, they kind of have that period where you if you're a newcomer, you can have a go in somebody else's go-kart. And I was hooked from that moment, just the adrenaline, driving something, controlling something at that age. It's just, I wanted to do it, and I kept, hounding at my parents, can we get a go-kart? And a couple of weeks later, dad actually finally gave in, and away we went racing. I've been racing ever since, all my racing was done in New Zealand and then some in Australia and then came to America.
What's it like racing at Indianapolis?
It's crazy. There's so many different, I think the biggest thing for me is I'd watched Indianapolis on TV for many years, just driving through the tunnel, just seeing the sheer size of that venue is crazy. It's so big. And then, you run there, for weeks testing, blah, 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 blah. And then you get their race day, and to see, 400,000 people crammed into one sporting arena or venue is like no other. Just the sounds, the sights, the atmosphere is, I've been to World Cup, Super Bowls, Olympic Games, and nothing, even touches, the Indianapolis 500 on race day. So it's a special moment, and even more special when, you're lucky enough to get the chance to win there.
We're with Scott Dixon, IndyCar driver, and Scott, you, as I mentioned, Chip Ganassi's name around here is synonymous with racing. I don't think, though, all of Pittsburgh understands just how big Chip is in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, he's known worldwide for, and he brings a lot of that, attention to Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, he does. I think Chip is, he's a massively competitive person. That's why he's in the business he is. But, he was a very successful driver himself. I think, the fastest rookie in 82, I think, in qualifying for the 500 and now going on to winning pretty much every major motorsporting prize in the world, even going to Le Mans, 3 years ago and capturing 4 GTs, 50th anniversary of that car and that win, and going back and doing that as a team owner, is just unheard of. I think the only race he hasn't won on a worldwide scale is maybe Monaco Grand Prix, in Formula One. But, he's won the Daytona 500, the Indy 500,
right,
IndyCar Championships. It's just endless, the amount of things he's won.
Well, when you watch the race, and as a fan, you're watching and you realize how fast you're going and how close you are to the other cars. When there is a wreck, I mean, if I'm watching, I'm going, okay, I'm done. If I'm a driver, one time going through that, I'm done.
Yeah.
Have you been through it, and how do you get back in the car?
Yeah, many a times. It is the unfortunate part of racing. I think we're very lucky to be in this era, right? It's a lot safer than, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and safety is continuously being pushed. But yeah, you know, I think 17 was probably one of my biggest accidents at the Indy 500, you know, where I crashed with a car that was going down, a lap down, you know, flew almost, I think, 350 feet, you know, and it definitely there's two kinds of crashes. One's where you kind of lose control of the car and didn't expect it or know it was coming, or the by chance moment, you know, wrong place, wrong time, which, you know, that one was. You can't do anything about that. But the ones that linger are the ones that, you know, you didn't feel it coming, or you crashed the car yourself. Those are the ones that linger in the back of your mind a little bit more. But, you know, in all the years I've been racing, you know, you kind of just get back on the horse, man. You know, you're
I don't know how you do it.
The push of trying to win far outweighs the, right. You know. Oh,
you get back on
bad.
The horsepower.
Well, that's
before
right.
You go, I know you're going down to be on Pittsburgh Today live on TV. Game of Thrones fan? Yes? No? Watch it? Didn't
yes,
watch
I
it?
Did see it. My wife is a big Game of Thrones fan, for sure.
Thumbs up,
and
thumbs
down? And I can't say anything about it, right? You know, the people get angry, man. I don't know. It was okay. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, average.
I guess if you're doing what you do for a living,
yeah,
that's just okay.
Yeah,
and
it's
I get
a little
that.
Bit too slow.
I do want a dragon, though. I think those are pretty cool.
Scott Dixon, good luck.
Thank you very
the
much.
The Ganassi Racing Team, and appreciate you coming in.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Might need a dragon to get down the TV on time
there
for
he
9
goes.
O'clock.
Scott but Dixon.
Scott Dixon won the Indianapolis 500. The 92nd annual Indianapolis 500 back in 2008. And when you watch the race on Sunday, look for the Target Ganassi car with number 9 on it.
The 103rd running of the Indy 500 at 12:45 again Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.